Now, there have been very recently reports out that might lead one to believe that there is a possibility of closing, sealing off the Chicago Ship Canal, when in fact, as you've told me, it's a $3 billion project, which you believe is not going to happen, obviously because of the shipping interests that say no way, jobs, that sort of thing. So what you're saying, in essence, is that these fish are going to get into our system.
Exactly. You know, if you look back at the original plan back in 2001, when they started to address the Asian carp, the plan was to have three barriers that they were going to build, and it was going to take a period of years until they could get to the hydrological separation. That's the dam. That's the final part of the plan. But the first part was the electric barrier, and it was going to be followed by an ecological barrier, which was actually to create a dead zone in the canals that would not support fish life, and that would be a barrier for fish.
And we should clarify, when we talk about Asian carp, there is a general feeling that the jumping one, which is the silver carp, that's what we're talking about. But isn't it a fact that there are like five different carp that we're talking about?
Yeah, in reality, there are four major carp. The silver carp is the one that we see jumping, and the big head. Those are the two that pose the greatest threat to the Great Lakes. There's the black carp, which, if it does get to the Great Lakes, will be a problem. But that one is not in any great numbers in the Mississippi or the Missouri River Basin. The grass carp is a problem, and we use grass carp in ponds all over the U.S., and actually, the common carp is the fifth Asian carp, because that's where they came from, is from Asia.
Where are they at this time? Are they knocking on the door, or have we found DNA? Where are these carp as far as our concern now?
Well, we know for certain that the carp have passed the electric barrier, and that's through eDNA testing, and they've actually caught a physical sample of a fish. They caught a carp up in Lake Calumet, which is just a couple miles from Lake Michigan. We've detected DNA in Lake Michigan. We have undocumented reports that the Asian carp have reached Muskegon Harbor. And we got a lot of unconfirmed reports in Lake Michigan before they found eDNA that the Illinois DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife tried to say that, no, they weren't there, but I kind of trust some of those reports.
Why is everybody so fearful? What could actually happen if these things run rampant?
Well, the silver carp and the bighead carp pose the greatest threat to the bottom end of the food chain. They're both planktivores, and they're filter feeders. So they swim through the water column, just filtering out the bottom end of the food chain, the stuff that the small fry, the game fish depend on, the minnows depend on, you know, the forage for most of the native fish is going to be threatened by these Asian carp being in the system.
Now, what about our lawmakers? What about our local lawmakers? What about our president? What about Congress and the Senate? I mean, it seems to me that this is big enough that something should be done, or we are talking about millions of dollars in losses from a fishery that is pretty much one of the best fisheries in the world that could be ruined.
Yeah, the fishery in the Great Lakes is estimated to be worth over $4 billion, plus there's a boating industry that's worth billions. Our local congressman, Brian Higgins, he sat on the House Transportation Committee, which appropriated the funds. They oversaw the funding for that project. And they kept giving them money every time they asked for it, but they never held them accountable. They never asked to see what was being done, why were the delays happening, in my opinion. And I think that's where Congress failed, is they did not hold anybody accountable. There were no milestones to be reached, no reports that had to be issued to say where they were. They just plodded along.
If you have any glimmer of hope, what hope would there be that we could turn this around?
Well, I don't have a whole lot of hope. I am very discouraged. We had a great opportunity to stop them in this Chicago Sanitary Ship Canal. That was the place to beat these carp, at least to protect the Great Lakes. The plan that was developed in 2001 was abandoned almost as fast as the ink dried on the paper. I started talking about other barriers, that environmental barrier, and we could have created one very easily and it would have been free. And I've told them many times and talked to fishery biologists. I talked to Army Corps of Engineer folks. And a way to create that environmental barrier, all they had to do was turn off the pumps to their aeration pumps to the canal. They have side elevation ponds to aerate the water in the canal so it would be fit for fish. If you turned off the pumps, in fact, there's 7 places in the canal where they aerate the water. If you turned those off, the canal would have been unfit for fish, making miles of dead water. That would have stopped the carp.